Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys.
We're back.
Good morning.
Back at it. Rested, kind of. Refreshed, kind of.
Yeah.
I could have used one more day.
I know. Well, you
just
know,
to sleep.
Give me too much time off, I'll find some trouble, though.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
probably good that they're like, cap it at 4 days.
Get back. It's a Monday. Yeah, the alarm went off this morning, and by far. The longest F word I had said in a long time.
I know.
I was like, brr.
I was just telling Josh, I was like, it was a struggle.
Struggle bus today.
And he came in early just because he couldn't sleep. He's like, I better get up.
I woke up
sleep
before
in.
My alarm. I was like, I'm good. I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What are you talking about?
I was like, oh, my God. Here we go again. And it's funny. It's like, yeah, we had 4 days off. And it's like, boom, back at it here. Dance for me, monkey. Dance for me. Perform.
Oh, yeah.
And then right after the show, we're heading down to Channel 9 again. To do a segment for Colorado and Company.
Yeah.
So, Katie, why are we going to be down there? Tell us about that.
Again, we have teamed up with the American Cancer Society. So, we actually have a fan of the show, Mallory, and that's how it happened. She listens to JKJ every morning. And so she reached out, was like, hey, I'm teamed up with the American Cancer Society. We've got this big event coming up, Fort Cancer. Would you guys want to be a part of it? And so we're going to be part of like their VIP area. And inside some of the mic stuff.
I would expect nothing less.
It is going to be so much fun. And what it is actually is the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. They raise funds for the research for cancer and all the related illnesses. So it is a huge event that provides a lot of help for people who are dealing with cancer, families, and individuals directly. So this is a huge, huge thing that's going on July 17th, Mile High Station. You can still get your tickets and whatnot, but we're going to be, on Colorado and Company with one of the chefs at the event. Because it's called Fort Cancer because there's so much food. I mean, that's the big draw, is come and stuff your face with as much food as you can eat, as much drinks as you can, tip back. So
these drinks look good, too.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's
a school night
again,
for us, though, so be careful.
It's a school night for us, exactly. But not, I don't know what you're doing the next day. You know what I mean? Like, you can take it to the head. But it is going to be so much fun, and we're very excited to team up with them and help, just raise awareness about it. So we're going to be on 9 News, Colorado and Company. Yeah. This is actually going to air on, like, the 4th of July or something.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah,
we're doing a little pre-record because it's funny because they come back down, come hang out with us. And they're like, but you need to be here at like 9.
And
we're still on the air.
I kind of got this thing.
So the magic of pre-recording.
Yeah. Ooh. So we're going to be down there doing it. But a big shout out to 9 News and Colorado and Company. Colleen,
they're so kind of us.
Who's hooking us up. Yeah. She's just so great. So we're very excited to go on. And it's like we're going to be doing cupcake something.
I think it's like a decorating contest.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
And then
that sounds fun.
I'm gonna kill you guys.
Are you?
Kill you?
Oh, no.
Are you? No.
I don't know if you guys do this. Back in the day, I went to Cupcake College. Decorating college.
Did you
that
really?
Does not surprise
me. Back in 04.
Checks out. Checks out.
I had a small child who loves cupcakes, and we made a lot of them. So
you might win, actually.
I already know I'm going to lose, so it's fine. I've accepted my
fate. I know how to make the little pokey
thing. Oh, the little pokey thing?
The pokey thing?
Those are like expert level. Yeah, the pokey
thing. The little pokey thing. So watch out, but it is going to be fun. And again,
do you know if we're going to have the bags of frosting that you...
Yeah,
I hope
we're gonna
so.
Bag the frosting.
That's how
different
you make
tips.
The little pokey things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I'm gonna kill you guys.
But we're gonna be up against Chef, or we're actually Chef Mary from Olive and Finch is gonna be judging. So she's one of the restaurants that's gonna be out there for cancer.
No,
but
she would kill us.
She's a chef, so it's us and the host, I believe Claudia, who are gonna be going head to head in this. I'm just so excited.
I'm excited for
I'm
it.
I'm so
too.
Excited.
Again,
so,
we love being on TV because we are attention whores.
Yeah.
So
oh, God.
This is right up our alley.
I'm not even gonna argue.
Speak for yourself.
This is who we are. This is what
Josh
we do.
Josh will argue. I will not.
I will be back the next day, actually, for more pre-recording of some segment.
Do you
I don't care.
Need me for more TV?
Bring in the makeup crew.
I'm
Jeremy,
here.
Why are you still here?
Make me shine. Make me less shiny. Come on, let's do this.
Ready for my close-up.
Yeah, well, we're excited about that.
So. Yes.
I know.
Very
all I know
excited.
Is I brought a little extra cologne and deodorant and some hair product today in my bag.
I have a whole bag
there you
full
go.
Of stuff.
Do you?
I do. I've got two pairs of shoes.
Oh, hit me with some blush
just
or something
case.
Later,
all
right?
Yeah, we'll
lip gloss. Yeah, lip gloss.
There we go.
Yeah.
I did come in this morning, too, to read this article. 184 million passwords are leaked across Facebook, Google, and more. Some gigantic data breach. I was out of pocket this weekend, so I'm just kind of catching up on all this. But they are telling people as of this morning to go in, and there's 16 billion passwords that have been leaked to the dark web, the black web, or whatever they call it, the bad web. And so they're saying you should go in and start updating all your passwords this morning. I haven't updated my Facebook one since 76. I mean, it's been years.
Jeez. I've had it
for a while, so I need to probably...
Yeah, but who cares if they get in your Facebook? I mean...
That's why it would get in all my work stuff. Who knows what kind of horrible things they'd send out to the public, so I got to be careful. We got 20-some thousand followers. I don't want people like...
I was thinking your personal one.
Yeah, that one's 25,000 followers.
Oh, jeez.
So anyway, I don't want them in my work stuff.
No, definitely not.
Gosh. So anyway, make a note today to go in and change. If you have Gmail or Facebook, Instagram, probably change all your passwords.
Well, that double authentication thing is huge, too. I know for my Google accounts, I have the double authentication. And it can seem so annoying because, you know, every time you want to get in, it's like, are you sure this is you? But when stuff like this happens,
I promise.
It's really good because then you can actually say, no, it's not this time. So
I don't even know how to, again, my Google password. I mean, I haven't changed it.
I know.
Since 76.
Back in the day.
That's a big deal. Yeah, that sucks.
So be careful with all that. Josh, how was your weekend? Dare I say it was good and fun?
You know, it was all right. No, it was a blast, man. Again, we have family come into town, and more family came into town this weekend, and we had a huge, huge pool party, like, all day yesterday. It was so cool.
Refreshing.
To see it was. It really was, because it was so hot yesterday. But it was so cool to see family and friends that I have not seen, honestly, for about a year and a half now.
Since
76, Jeremy.
And is the rest of your family as good looking as, like, your nuclear family? Like, is everybody good looking in your family?
They're great looking.
Just a bunch of good looking people hanging out by the pool.
Little Banana Republic family.
Exactly. Little
Walmart greeting card. That's what we look like.
Over here.
No, they're great. And it was so much fun because we did a bunch of golfing over the week, or I did a bunch of golfing over the weekend, and I'm as happy as anybody can be on the golf course.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a bad day on a golf course for me. So it was super cool to see my family and go golfing and catch up with some friends that I have not seen in a long time as well. I had friends come in from out of town. Jared, kind of like you, I had friends that they moved away to Nashville, but they moved away to Tennessee. And I was so sad when they did that. And they were in town over the weekend as well. So we got to catch up with them and talk with them and see how their life is over on the other side of the country now. So it was a good weekend. And Jared,
I like Nashville because I want to go there.
Oh, well, Nashville, Nashville's great if you're a tourist. Just to be honest, they don't love living there. It's wild. I mean, it's so crowded. It's so busy. Mm-hmm. There's so much to do for a weekend. But if you live there, they're like, it's
like probably like living in Vegas.
Kind of annoying. Like, that's what they said. It's kind of annoying. It's country Vegas. There you go.
Well, yeah, right. All the musicians moved there.
Oh, my gosh.
So they could be, you know.
I'm dying to go. Yeah.
But to go for a vacation is awesome. Have you never been?
We've never been, and we have
great
friends who live in Franklin, Tennessee, which is just a stone's throw, and we've talked about moving to Franklin at some point, because it's just so pretty, but it's not Nashville. It's not the heart of Nashville.
Yeah.
But they love it in Franklin, but yes, they pop up to Nashville, have a few cocktails, enjoy the night, and then get the hell out
of there. See, that's what I would say you should do. Go find the outskirts. Go to the outskirts of the town and stuff like that. But yeah, they like it, but they do want to move back eventually. So I'm excited because I'm selfishly wanting them to move back as well. So
good luck affording it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right? Seriously.
Should've never left.
Franklin's pretty darn affordable.
Is Franklin? I didn't know it was that close.
Yeah, I'd have to get on the maps to see.
That's so nice.
40
though.
Minutes outside of Nashville.
Oh, that's not that. Well, that's like Denver to here.
Might even be less.
Yeah. Denver's an hour away from Denver now.
Well, good, buddy. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good time with your friends and family, man.
It was fun. Yeah, it was very relaxing, and we all got the little R&R, which was nice to just have a few days to catch up.
Well, throughout the morning, we'll continue to give a little vacation recap. It's funny, Katie and I basically crossed paths.
I know. We went to
the weekend.
He's like, I'm going to be going to Grand Junction. I was like, I'm going there. You can't go there.
I picked it first.
I'm going there.
So, I don't know, right around 7, maybe we'll do a little Katie Cat update, and then I'll hop on at 8 and tell you what we did. A little marriage maintenance, as we were calling it.
Aww.
So it was a good weekend.